Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Love Letters by Madeline L'Engle, performed by Susan Erickson. For Alan, love is a revolt against the finitude of the finite, the transience of the transient, and the relativity of the relative. George Turrell. It was an old moon, late in rising, and lopsided, shining wetly through the gathering clouds. Its cold light barely touched Charlotte Napier, sitting hunched into a fur coat on a marble bench. The surrounding pattern of mosaic on the plaza by the Convento de Nossa Senhora de Conceição was lost in shadow. It was 3 o'clock in the morning in this unknown town of Beja, Portugal. Cold, raw, the dead of winter. In New York, so variable a thing is time, it would be barely bedtime. And Patrick, her husband, what would Patrick be doing? Getting ready for bed as though nothing had happened? As though Charlotte had not fled across an ocean to escape him? Or, rather, to escape not Patrick, but his words. Raped you? A child conceived in hate? The hell with you! Leave me alone! The old moon was dying. Would Patrick notice it between the tall buildings of the city? The death of the moon. The death of a child. The death of a marriage. She said aloud, "But I didn't kill him!" And then, silently, clasping her arms about herself as though to contain her anguish, "It wasn't anybody's fault. Not even mine. It was an accident. Mrs. Napier?" She sat upright, rigid. Had her cry, her private, inviolable grief, been revealed? Mrs. Napier. The voice came again, and with it the young man, Antonio de Tievi, who had sat at the table with her at dinner in the Penso. She crouched there in silence and looked at him, his silhouette dark against the white walls of the convent. A cloud obscured the moon so that she could not see his features, only the shadow of his face.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?